This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Wednesday total victory in Gaza was within reach, rejecting the latest offer from U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas for a ceasefire to ensure the return of hostages still being held in the besieged enclave. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Hamas had proposed a ceasefire of 4.5 months, during which the militants would release all the remaining Israeli hostages, or the bodies, of those kidnapped during an October 7th rampage through Israeli communities that left 1,200 dead. In exchange, Hamas demanded Israel withdraw its troops from the Gaza Strip, followed by an agreement on an end to the war. But Israel has repeatedly ruled out anything other than a temporary ceasefire to effect the return of captives or that leaves Hamas in control of Gaza.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. The United States military said it carried out a drone strike on a vehicle in Baghdad on Wednesday, killing a leader of an Iranian-backed militant group in Baghdad. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb reports.
It was a unilateral strike conducted by U.S. forces against a major commander for Kataib Hezbollah. Kataib Hezbollah is the Iranian-backed militant group that has been responsible for striking U.S. forces in Iraq, Syria, and Jordan.
Hear more from Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb on VOA News' International Edition. Republican Party U.S. senators on Wednesday defeated a bipartisan effort to bolster border security, but said they could still approve aid for Ukraine and Israel that had been tied up in the deal. Former President Donald Trump has pressed them to reject any compromise as he campaigns to defeat Democrat President Joe Biden in the November election. This is VOA News. Millions of Pakistanis vote Thursday in an election marred by violence that has killed dozens, allegations of pre-poll rigging, and the jailing of the country's most popular politician, Imran Khan. On Wednesday, at least 28 people were killed and more than 30 wounded by two bomb blasts outside the offices of candidates in southwestern Pakistan in attacks that were claimed hours later by the Islamic State group. Fresh advances by M23 rebels in the Democratic Republic of Congo's conflict-ridden east and battles to push them back have uprooted thousands more civilians around the city of Goma, threatening to isolate the strategic urban hub as fighting worsens. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber reports.
Many arrived in Sake, a town just west of Goma, from which hundreds have already fled over the past year. Civilians have borne the brunt of the violence, with many killed in bombings and reprisal attacks. Tens of thousands have fled M23 advances into villages and towns, straining local infrastructure and humanitarian teams in relatively safer areas. The sound of bombing and gunfire rings out daily in both Sake and Goma, residents and Reuters reporters say. Congo's government this week promised that everything was in place to make sure Goma did not fall into M23 hands.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber. Mexico surpasses China as the leading source of goods imported into the United States. VOA's Alexis Trope has more.
For the first time in more than two decades, Mexico last year surpassed China as the leading source of goods imported to the United States. The shift reflects the growing tensions between Washington and Beijing, as well as U.S. efforts to import from countries that are friendlier and closer to home. Figures released by the U.S. Commerce Department show that the value of goods imported to the United States from Mexico rose nearly 5% from 2022 to 2023 to more than $475 billion. At the same time, the value of Chinese imports tumbled 20%. The last time that Mexican goods imported to the United States exceeded the value of China's imports was in 2002. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
El Salvador's electoral authority on Wednesday said it would begin to hand count ballots for the country's presidential and legislative assembly elections after reporting there were system failures in transmitting the votes. President Nayib Bukele's victory, with 83% of the majority of the vote counted, is not in doubt, but the spotlight is on the country's 60 congressional seats. A supermajority in Congress would give Bukele unprecedented power and continue to shelve constitutional rights in his popular crackdown on the country's gangs, which has drawn criticisms from rights groups. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.